On July 3, 1953, Strauss formally assumed the office of AEC chairman, taking charge, the New Republic reported, as if he were flag officer on the bridge of a battleship. When he discovered that Gordon Dean, the retiring AEC chairman, had acquiesced to Oppenheimer's request that his consulting contract be renewed for another year to enable him to lobby on behalf of greater candor, Strauss manned the battle stations. His first maneuver was to request that Hoover send him by special messenger a copy of the FBI's latest summary report on Oppenheimer. By then, Oppenheimer's FBI file ran to more than several thousand pages. The June 1953 summary alone was 69 single-spaced pages, and without delay, Strauss began to study it with the zeal of a prosecutor.